This week on It's So Bad, we earn our pilot certification as we play Pilot Wings for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. So Bad, the podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. You can find us wherever good podcasts are listened, and also bad podcasts. And I'm here today just going to talk about Pilot Wings. What do you think about Pilot Wings?
I love Pilot Wings.
Matt is joining us.
I'm back.
You're back for another episode.
I'm ready. Got my pilot hat on, my pilot gloves.
You wear my pilot gloves.
I wear goggles. You got my scarf.
Did you have a leather jacket? A bomber jacket?
No.
No bomber jacket. No. Just the leather gloves.
I like to feel the air.
Interesting. So, we are adding Pilot Wings this week to our endless list of video games, which is a list of the games that we think are good, bad, and otherwise.
Or very good.
Yeah, or very good. Or legendary. Or yes. Genre defining.
Right.
Sometimes important.
Sometimes.
But yeah, we rank this list by their merits, whether or not they're influential, or whether or not they have a good game, what they did to contemporaneously that was different, and if it was that interesting and was that good. And we have a list, and now it's 24 games going from The Legend of Zelda through pro wrestling for the Sega Master System, and we're about to add our 25th with Pilot Wings. So let's talk about this game. Did you have Pilot Wings when you grew up?
Oh, I did.
You did.
This was a staple of my Super Nintendo childhood experience.
Was this one of the first games that you owned?
Yeah. It was this, Super Mario World, Super Mario All-Stars, Donkey Kong Country. Those were like the kind of...
Did you do the mail-away Super Mario All-Stars as a side note?
I was too young. I was like 3 or 4, or probably 4 or 5 years old at the time.
Okay. Yeah, because when Super Nintendo came out, they had Super Mario World was in it, but slowly after like 6 months to a year.
Yeah, mine came with a Super Mario World.
Yeah. So but they had it on the box, mail away, and you could get Super Mario All-Stars.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And that's how I got Super
Maybe
Mario
Maybe my
All-Stars.
Parents did it, I don't know.
But Pilot Wings was one of 5 launch day SNES games. Can you name the other 4 launch day SNES games?
Was F-Zero a launch game?
Yes.
Link to the Past wasn't, right?
It was not.
Was it like a Mystic Quest or like a Final Fantasy or something like that?
So, F-Zero, Pilot Wings, Super Mario World.
Right, yeah.
And then we have 2 more. Come on, you got this.
You got a hint?
One was published by Nintendo but made by another company, and it was a remake of a PC game.
Ooh. Doom?
SimCity.
That's
kind of the complete opposite of...
SimCity was another game I had when I was
SimCity.
Young. Yeah.
I had SimCity in Super Mario World.
The guy with the hair?
And the last one you'll never get, it's Gradius 3.
Oh, okay.
Gradius 3, however you want to say that. One of 5 launch day games. This game was, I think, when I think of Pilot Wings, just the whole series, I think of it as part of Nintendo's long history of making a game that's kind of like a tech demo for their new console.
Yeah, this is definitely a tech demo.
Yeah, so Pilot Wings...
In a good way.
Pilot Wings 64 was the second launch game for the N64, and it basically showed off the 3D. I think the other games that fit in this genre are like Wii Sports. Luigi's Mansion, strangely enough, is like kind of a tech demo because of what they do with sound in that game was really interesting. And also some of the lighting effects with the ghosts, which they couldn't do on other systems. But it wasn't as tech demo-y as like Wii Sports or Nintendo Land for the Wii U was the big tech demo game for the Wii U.
Well, Pilot Wings like literally was a tech demo, right? For the
started
Mode 7.
It's called Dragonfly. It was a prototype.
Oh, okay.
That they made before the game was actually announced.
And
what the technology they were trying to show off was the ability to basically make kind of 3D things.
Yeah, this is the Mode 7 kind of graphics, right?
Yes.
Right.
I don't know if they actually call it Mode 7 for this game.
No, yeah, well, I don't know, according to Wikipedia, they did.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Okay, so Mode 7, they could, like, make a flat image as, like, a base. Or, like, a background.
Right. And, well, and the thing is, you could rotate it.
Right.
And that was, like, a technological kind of marvel at the time.
Yeah, and the one big thing about this game that they couldn't do was, like, on some of the levels in Pilot Wings, everything's flat, so there are buildings that are drawn on the ground, but everything's flat. It's just a flat image.
Yeah, and I think a big challenge eventually was having things, like, overlap in front of the, like, background that they're rotating.
And that they didn't get that until they
had clouds and shit like that.
Yeah, until they didn't get that type of stuff until they incorporated the SuperFX chip with Star Fox.
Right.
When they could make actual 3D stuff, because this was not 3D 3D. It does a really good job of simulating 3D, though, especially, I think, like, I think all of them, except for maybe the Skydiver, because I fucking hate Skydiver.
Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? Should we describe what Pilot Wings is, even? Do the people know what Pilot Wings is?
I think it's a pretty... if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know what Pilot Wings are, but describe Pilot Wings for us, Matt. You are the historian of Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings is a majestic journey for one man. You find out from the ending. You are a man.
Okay.
Through a series of grueling tests of your aviation skills with two interspersed military expeditions.
Yes.
You're trying each of these levels. You're given a, not counting the military ones, you're given a point total you need to match and then, or exceed. And then you go through these trials on different, you know, a plane, skydiving, and you need to reach that level and get a good enough grade to get your license to go to the next level.
So not just a plane and skydiving, but also hang gliding and having a rocket belt.
Yeah.
Those are the four different things besides the attack helicopter that you eventually get.
Yes.
One big thing about the gameplay in this game that I did not enjoy personally was the fact that they lumped all of the challenges in together. So, I suck, and I still suck, at skydiving, for example.
Really?
I'm really bad at skydiving.
Okay.
I just can't hit the target for some reason. So I'll fail that, and subsequently will fail the entire thing because I don't get points.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I get how that's frustrating, but... You know, this was 1990, 91, something.
Yeah,
you know,
August of 1991.
It's not a long game if you can kind of blast through it. And by making you do all of the challenges, that's how they added length to it. It was a challenge that you needed to do well on everything for that level.
Yeah, so it can be frustrating.
It's frustrating, but I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. I liked, you know, the strategy of, you know, you get to a new level, you try something out, you're like, all right, I got that locked down. Now I need to practice the skydiving or the rocket belt. Rocket belt seemed to never be I thought that was the easiest.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Right. I get perfects on that pretty regularly. I also think the light plane's pretty easy. Where I stumble is the hang glider.
Hang glider I thought was the hardest by far.
Yeah, I cannot for the life of me line up landing for parachuting.
The trick I figured out with parachuting, you know, initially I would try to kind of wiggle back and forth to kind of align where I would land. And what I found is that when you parachute, you don't have to hit A when it says hit A.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So you fall to a much lower level.
I tried to time it, and I can never get the timing down. I'm like, okay, because I'm always slightly in a different spot where I'm landing.
Right.
So I try to time it. It's like 300 feet, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull the string, and I'm going to go over and cruise directly to the target. Mm-hmm. Never works out that way.
Yeah, so for what I ended up figuring out, and it became pretty consistent, was you got to align yourself. And you just obviously have to be far enough away. But then all you got to do is hit down to, like, flare the parachute. Yeah. And then you can use that to kind of change your forward speed.
So do you tap down?
You just tap or hold it down. Oh. And then eventually you get to a point where you're, like, you know, 50 feet above your thing. You right. hold down, and then you basically, you're not moving forward anymore.
Oh.
And the perspectives and stuff kind of made that hard to yeah. figure out. Yeah. But
I think they do a really good job with the perspective in the rocket belt, which is why it's so easy.
Right. Where and you can toggle.
Yeah, up and down. Yeah. You can see behind the rocket belt guy and then above him.
Right.
So you can see where you're landing and you can see where you're going, which makes it a lot easier. Right. Skydiving, you can only see straight down.
Right.
So when you're landing, it sucks.
Yeah.
The light plane I enjoyed. I thought the light plane was good.
A lot of fun.
I will say, so I played a lot of this game on a flight, and you should probably not do that if you have any anxieties about flying.
Yeah.
It was because I played that light plane stage that I was trying to work out on, and I kept crashing into the ocean
mm-hmm.
as I was flying over the ocean. And I was like,
oh, this is easy. It could happen anytime. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
This game was made by Nintendo EAD. They also made F-Zero, Super Mario World, Link to the Past, SimCity, Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario Kart, a whole bunch of other games, Star Fox 64 on our list. But they made this game in a 15-month period where they also made F-Zero and Super Mario World.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's...
I don't think that would ever happen today. I think a lot of what they did was outsourcing the programming.
Mm-hmm.
So they would come up with the proof of concept, and like Miyamoto would say, I want this in the game, and then
right.
they farm out the actual programming mm-hmm. of it. But yeah, so this game was also built on the back of a proof of concept that we mentioned, Dragonfly, which is why they had a lot of it in there already. And it's a pretty basic, bare-bones game, so...
Yeah, I think it's... Sure, you could say bare-bones, but it does what it needs to. I mean...
All right, you're going to bat for this game.
Oh, I love this game. Let me describe for you a scenario. You have to make a game where you... fly a bunch of things around and get licenses.
Yeah.
I mean, can you make, in 1991 or 1990, a better game than this?
I was just going to say Pilotwings 64, but...
Right. But, like, for the time, this was amazing. Yeah, it was so good.
It was interesting. I do like how a lot of the things they do in Pilotwings 64 better. I have nostalgia for Pilotwings 64 because I had that game yeah. on launch day for the 64. And they do it by different things, so it's
right.
not... You don't have to do like the whole levels together,
right.
which I found super frustrating because I got stuck and I've played it for like 5 or 6 hours. I think I'm on like the fourth or fifth challenge.
Did you finish it?
Didn't
oh,
get
okay.
it. No.
What is the fourth challenge? Remind me.
It's when you finally get all of them.
Is it before the military?
Yeah.
The last one before?
I tried so hard to get the attack helicopter.
You know there's two, right?
Yeah.
I crushed this game. I mean, I... played it a bunch when I was younger.
That attack helicopter.
Oh, those levels are by far the hardest.
Yeah, they look super hard because you can't see when the missiles are coming.
Right, yeah. Well, so the trick to the attack helicopter is you got to go to the full 630 feet altitude because then you can see them all coming in and your weapon becomes better than theirs because you can kind of dodge it.
Air superiority.
Yes, but the grueling part is when you die, you start over, you have to mash start a bunch and get through the menu. Put in the password, like the password they pre-populate, but then you got to start, you know, there's a little bit of a startup, and then you have to go slowly all the way up to the height.
Yeah, that sucks. That's the same thing with skydiving. It takes a minute for the skydiving. There's a counter on skydiving, or on all these things, that show you the time.
Right.
And when you get up, it takes you a minute to get up
to the
altitude.
You know you can skip that, though, right?
How do you do that?
You just hit start, I think, and it skips to you dropping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So... I do like this game. I'll go back to it and try to beat it all, but it's
and the later my big fear replaying it was, you know, the first few the first level's fun because it's like, oh, okay, that you're back in Pilot Wings, or, you know, this is Pilot Wings. But then by level 2 or 3, I mean, I figured it out. And I was nervous. I had forgotten that there are two combat levels.
Yeah.
So I remembered the combat level being the end, and I got to the first combat level, and I was like, this game's already over? It's like
right.
the fifth level.
Yeah.
I beat it, and then I get to the second series of four pilot training levels, and they're much more challenging.
Right.
And varied. You know, you're with the light plane, you're like taking off. You have to do these maneuvers and then land, and it's not just, you know, half of that where you just got to land the thing or
right.
something more simple.
Yeah, I mean, I also think they made the controls somewhat obtuse for a lot of these things to make it harder, personally.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, the hang glider, for example, is super touchy. Like, in a lot of the things, even with a light plane, you have to be very specific on what speed you're going
right.
if you wanted to do things.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. The thing I didn't like about the plane specifically was that you had a throttle meter,
right?
But you had no, you didn't really have much of a sense of your airspeed.
No, because
like there's no speedometer.
When you're going down, you're obviously going faster, but your throttle will be at a set at a certain speed.
Yeah, I wish they had given you some number of how fast you're going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do like the light plane though.
I think the light plane is like the most fun.
Yeah, for how obtuse the controls are. Again, it's not like, and I will say, I don't even know if the controls are obtuse, but I would say that the difficulty with that is in lining things up.
Right.
When you hit start for the map is not zoomed out enough to know where you are. Because usually you're over a body of water and it's, you have no clue where you are.
Yeah, it is a challenge sometimes to find out where you are, like to decode from the perspective they show you,
yeah,
you and know, where you actually are. But I think that's more of the what they were capable of.
Right, and I think that that's a challenge with the hang gliding stuff a lot too, because you need to go up on air gusts.
The thermal vents.
And you don't know where your altitude is. Yeah.
Right.
And where the rings will be.
Yeah, there were sometimes I like felt like I went straight through the little graphic they show and then nothing happened.
Right.
And I was like, all right, well.
That's especially hard too on some of the rocket belt levels where the rings are spinning around and you're like.
Dude, wait till you get to the last one. It's a bouncing ball that you have to hit.
Oh, really?
It's very difficult.
Oh, God. Yeah, we didn't mention too that you're judged for each of these obstacles. So for each certification, you'll have to go through like the light plane, skydiver, or the other ones. And you're judged by accuracy of your landing, rings gone through, time in completing it, and any of the other things that you have. Just so like
alignment
for light plane.
Did you say speed?
Yeah,
speed.
Time.
Right. I don't know. I thought that was kind of a I don't know if novel's the right word, but I thought it was more complex than they probably could have gotten away with.
Yeah, sure.
They could have just said like, "Oh, you got an A." You know, it was nice to get that kind of feedback.
Yeah, I do. One of the things I fucking hated about it. So I like the presentation about the game, but the one thing that like got me frustrated was whenever you get a score, depending upon the range of where you get the score for each of the things, each of the activities that you're doing for certification, you'll have a pilot instructor for each level.
I thought the instructors were all sweet. I like the personality of all of them. I think
some of them were. So there was one guy who looks like a Glass Joe motherfucker. There's like the third level or something, and he was just like super fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But they can say some annoying shit like "You can do better," or like "What the fuck? I've been teaching you this, and you suck."
Yeah. It's like, you're going to have to do better, or it's not even worth continuing. You know, there's no chance you're going to...
But that's at least realistic, right? A lot of them are like, there's just no chance that you can get the point totals.
Yeah, and at least
just
they
start
tell
over.
You.
And I did like how they give you an option to restart after every activity. I feel like if this was a Nintendo game, like an NES game,
they
totally would have made you go through every
activity.
Right, where
you just have to reset it and put the password in again.
Right.
And
so
I did like... I made sure to take a screenshot of every time this happened when you get a perfect score and their faces just like
light up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my first like perfect score on a rocket belt level recently. And it was the guy with the mustache and the glasses on the level four, and seeing him being happy. It's like, oh my God, he's happy.
Wait till you see how happy he is at the end of the last level.
Oh,
he gets very happy.
It's just the same four instructors over again,
right?
For the second half. Yeah. That's what I thought. This
but he's your instructor. The dude with the glasses is your instructor for the military levels.
Okay. I will say, too, that this is I've mentioned this show before. This is a Game Center CX episode where the Japanese show where they take people through video games with the guy trying to complete it.
Oh, okay.
It's a good episode, the Pilot Wings episode. But yes.
Can I also just say one thing? The music in this game?
Oh, dope.
Fucking dope.
One of the best parts of this.
This is, oh man, the music is
I was playing,
so good.
I was playing it with my wife, and I actually was like, Kim, Listen to this.
The Rocket Pack level, yeah, that's with the voice box.
That's the best one. I love it. That was my favorite one. It's so good. Man,
it's really, really good.
They show off the Super Nintendo's. That is like straight up Super Nintendo music.
Presentation in general of this game, it's like a, I think of it as like, it's like a yacht club kind of game.
Yes.
Where it's like got the sweet, like soft jazzy kind of music.
Right.
You know, you're doing a very like bougie thing. You're like, you know, getting your light plane, skydiving license, you know. It's just like the whole presentation, I think, nails
it's
the
very
vibe.
It's very vaporwave, I would
right,
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It reminds me of like an OutRun game where it's like you're just cruising and you're convertible. You got this music blasting, sunset.
Good. Music's good.
Like some of the later levels, like, I mean, you know, graphically, you know, it's aged, but it just looks good.
Right.
You know, you're flying towards the sunset.
It's got Nintendo polish.
It does.
Say what it is.
I really liked it. It's funny, the levels that lack polish are the military levels.
Yes.
They're pretty bland.
They're tacked on to be like, here's something special.
I remember finding from a magazine or something the codes when I was little because I couldn't get to the end.
Yeah.
But putting in that code to get to the last level, I thought the military level was the coolest thing ever. And I played it this time, you know, 30 years later, and it's like, geez, like this is not that impressive.
Yeah, not designed very well.
All the enemies are just these like red circles,
right.
And it's like there's nothing going on.
Yeah. And they're basically like, we want to throw some action at
right.
you, so...
And it's funny, too, I guess this is before they had ESRB. I don't know when that actually happened.
It was, like, around Mortal Kombat.
But I was
so
trying
like 93, 94.
I was trying to think, like, you know, how do they rate this game where, like, most of the time you're just doing very, you know, kid-friendly sort of things, but then you've got levels where you're flying an attack helicopter. Like,
right.
You know, how do they handle that? But I guess they didn't.
There's not really any violence, though.
No, there's not, no.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I really love the music.
Yeah,
I'll just say that.
Music is great. I will agree that it is a standout. But again, I think that is like part of the technical showcase. I think they were actually deliberately trying to show off
right.
what the sound capabilities of the Super Nintendo was
yeah.
with that game.
Yeah, there's a lot of like layered, you know.
Right. And they had
tracks and...
if you look at the history of like the Nintendo Entertainment System, they had a limited, very, very limited amount of tracks
mm-hmm.
that you could put on a Nintendo Entertainment System game.
Right.
I think for the music, the sound chip enabled you to play 3 tracks per game.
Right, because I remember in the original Mario, like if you would bounce on guys, like parts of the soundtrack would disappear.
Yes,
because it couldn't play all.
Yeah,
you know,
and they found ways of masking that
right.
towards the end of that system's life cycle.
And I think that's, you know, they did it cleverly. And,
right,
but it was nice that they had more capabilities.
Yeah.
So. When this game came around.
And I think they also had built-in sound effects that they were showing off, because those sound effects in that game will show up in other games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, we have our endless list of games. As we said, it's judged by how good the game is, how influential the game was, how important it was, how popular it was, how did we like it? Does it do something new and interesting? So, Matt, you are the guest. Where do you think this game goes on our endless list?
Where do I think the game goes on the list?
No. Let's do like we did the last time. Where do you want to start? And we can start negotiating.
All right. I would put it, or let's start maybe above pro wrestling.
Okay.
At 20, right? Is that... Yeah, 20.
Yeah, at 20, okay.
Wait, why do you have pro wrestling written twice?
You didn't listen to that episode, did you?
No, I didn't. Is it SNES and NES?
No, it's SNES and...
Oh, it's Master System?
Yeah, Master System.
All right, sorry about that, listeners.
So which pro wrestling one do you want to start
with? I want to start above 20.
Okay, at 20, okay.
At 20, yeah. So, I think it's better than pro wrestling NES.
I agree.
All right.
I also think it's...
better than Pokemon Snap at 19?
No, I was just going to say, I think it's more influential than pro wrestling. Oh, okay. Because there was like a series of Pilot Wings games, and it's kind of in that technical showcase that they typically do, which continues now with that awesome game that I bought for $50 named 1-2 Switch. I don't know if you...
I did not buy that game, but thank you for supporting Nintendo.
Yes, I did that. But yes, we'll have that one on our list someday. where you can we can talk about milking a cow. But yeah. Yes, we're at... Okay, so it's at 20. Does go above Pokemon Snap?
I think so. I mean,
I think it's a better game than Pokemon Snap.
I would... I played through Pilot Wings in a very short span and loved it. And I really don't have any desire to go back and play Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, Pokemon Snap is like a nice curiosity.
Right. I like it. I think it's got cool things going for it.
It doesn't have a lot of depth in the gameplay. Right. And I will say they both don't have any story whatsoever. Right. Unless you want to say that Todd Snap
story. Well, you haven't gotten to the last level of Pilot Wings. It turns out, I mean, should I spoil it for
yes.
you?
Yes.
Turns out
this
in the
is
last
a
30-year-old
game almost.
You are saving the brother of the instructor with the glasses.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is he like freaking out?
Yeah, he's freaking out. And then when you win, he's crying, the instructor. You just see him so happy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And he salutes you at the end.
He looks very mean at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. He grows to like you.
That's good.
I think it's better than Pokemon Snap.
I agree. You've won me over. At first, I thought it wasn't going to be. But we'll have a 19, or does it go up from there?
I mean, so Ninja Gaiden is 18, right? That's what we're debating?
Yes.
I mean, personally... Why? What do you think?
I think that Ninja Gaiden is a more complete game.
Right.
And it has a story.
Yeah.
It does some bullshit shit, but I would say that it's overall the gameplay I enjoy better. That's because they're two different genres. Yeah, personal preference thing at that point. But I do think it's a more complete game. And I think that...
And it certainly had... greater influence.
Yeah, I would say it probably is.
I mean, I think I'd rather play Pilot Wings. I think the music's better in Pilot Wings.
Oh, the music's... yeah,
but,
probably. I'd say the music's probably better.
It's hard to compare Pilot Wings to Ninja Gaiden.
Yes, it is hard. I don't think it goes above God of War.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. You know, I think it slots in right above Pokemon Snap and right beneath Ninja Gaiden.
I think that's a good
spot.
And
I'll be honest, I didn't expect you to even go for it being this high on the list. So
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the game. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was. Again, the two games that we played this, I feel like coming into them, playing them, I was hesitant.
Yeah.
We just talked about God of War is why I said two games.
Right, yeah.
Because we're doing two. But but yes, I was hesitant to play God of War. I was hesitant to play Pilot Wings. But I played both those games, and while they weren't my favorite games, I enjoyed playing them.
Yeah.
I will still play Pilot Wings. I'm going to bang my head up against that wall to try to beat the level that I am on. I've put like probably about 5 hours into it so far.
I'm telling you, man, the skydiving, just all you got to do is just align yourself once the parachute's out and just work on hitting down.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. And you can hold it down, you'll figure it out.
But if you hold it down, he goes down faster.
Right. So you gotta, you know, you hold it down, it starts to say, oh, you're descending too quickly, and then you just let it go, and then you just move forward again. And it kind of slows your descent.
Okay. I have to get touchy with it. It's also, like, I find it, I don't think I would appreciate it as a child playing this game, because...
It's difficult.
It's very touchy.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to hold down on a lot of the things. You're supposed to just touch.
Tap them, yeah.
Touch.
There's, like, a dexterity to it.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
That's why I never got beyond like the third level.
You just understand
without cheating
how these things are good or not. So we'll have it put it at 19.
I think that's fair.
Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings.
Our new number 19, pushing Pokemon Snap to number 20, our 25th game on the list.
I would be happy if they came out with a new Pilot Wings.
They made Pilot Wings Resort.
Right, for what, the
3DS.
I didn't have a 3DS.
Yeah. I think Pilot Wings 64 goes higher than Pilot Wings personally.
Yeah, I'd have to replay it. I remember Pilot Wings 64 just blowing my mind with the gyrocopter level and being able to fly around the island.
And shoot and it was missiles.
Like, and it's like, how is this even possible?
And also you could shoot the Mount Rushmore and turn it into Mario's face.
Right, yeah, I remember great. That. I mean, great. I think this is different for different people, but for me, the SNES Pilot Wings has the nostalgia and the look that I want or, you know, associate with Pilot Wings. So I'm curious to play the 64 version again.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Very cool.
Mr. Matt, we've added our 25th game. This is an important milestone. I believe this will be our 25th or 26th episode when we post this.
Our list can rent a car now.
Our list can rent a car.
Yeah.
How old do you have to be to rent a car?
Isn't it like 24 or 25? I don't know. Without, yeah, I mean, you could probably do it younger, but you got to pay a lot extra.
I'm old.
Yeah. You've rented a lot of cars since.
I just rented a car this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
But yes. Congratulations. After my plane ride, I rented a car. And then I came back home.
Very nice.
On pilot's wings.
Yes. Not crashing into the ocean.
Not crashing into the ocean. But yes. I want to thank Dos Cicchini Jr. for the music. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. You can tweet at us at itsobadpod, itsobad@gmail, or itsobadpod@gmail.com is the email for your questions, your comments, etc. We'll be back in maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks with another episode. But stay tuned and be good at it.
To each other.
To each other. Be excellent to one another.
Yes.
And also bad.
So bad.
So bad.